This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Happy Monday. We have much to discuss today. And today is another drama podcast, I guess. This one's all about drama. We're going to talk about live streamer Kai Cenat in some hot water that he's recently found himself in with an OnlyFans model, if we even want to call them that at this point, who is trying to blackmail him, has got him in this sort of revenge porn scheme on the internet right now. We're going to unpack all that, plus AI girlfriends that you can engage with in less than wholesome ways might be right around the corner. And lastly, a lady tries to threaten her city council and it doesn't end well. It backfires tremendously, much like this Kai Cenat story. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to talk about this Monday because, my goodness, if you go on the internet, it's all talk of like World War III, which I feel like is trending once a week now. But today we're going to focus on some more chill stories. Before we get into them, we have Taylor in Nashville.
Yes, ready to laugh and or cry about the current state of humanity with these stories. But you're right. You can turn on the X or whatever it may be and see the World War III stories. But also, the internet never fails to disappoint and deliver insane stuff that's worth at least reflecting on the state of our culture and our world. So here we go.
Yes, here we are. And today we're going to be talking about, as I said, streamer Kai Cenat. I believe he's one of the biggest, if not the biggest streamer on Twitch. He is sort of known for his comedy live streams. He has a lot of celebrities on live. He's known to just be a really funny kid. I believe he's 21 years of age and he's rose to prominence through just long-term streaming and building an audience. He has hundreds of thousands of subscribers on Twitch. So this sort of gives you a little bit of a gauge for his popularity and his success. He is very, very well known on the internet. Now, as I said, he's found himself in some hot water and there's some back and forth. We're going to try to see through all the different receipts and allegations and accusations that are being made in this current drama, but it all surrounds an OnlyFans model slash girl by the name of Layla Redcakes. And I believe her real name is Kiara Rush. I don't even know if I want to put that girl's name out there, but the name is out there regardless. You'll see it if you look up this story. Now, if you check out here, you know, these photos were posted of Kai Cenat sleeping in bed. You see a woman's hand here on his head. I'm not going to show any of the other photos that this woman decided to post of him, but she posted photos on the internet of them all laid up together, and he was, shall we say, unclad, in the nude, naked, if you will, which is a really inappropriate thing to be posting online. But she was doing so with the intent of exposing Kai Cenat, not just for having engaged with him in this way, but for payment that she is alleging that she was meant to receive from him. She said that he had made one payment to her in 2023 of $5,000 and she was looking for more payment. I believe the other half of her payment. And she refers to this as hush money and says she wants the hush money from him or she's going to have to expose him.
Now, here she is. If I just would have got my money, I would have shut up.
Okay, so there you go. Now I'm gonna warn before we get deeper into this story. We are going into the depths of the ghetto. Ooh, child. The ghetto is where we will be. So I'm going to give you guys a language warning. There's talks of, you know, sex and promiscuity and all these different things. If you're not comfortable with those conversations, if you're not comfortable with curse words and things, which are going to be thrown around quite flippantly throughout these videos, just go ahead and check back with us at a later date. But yeah, so this is Layla Redcakes. You got your little introduction to her. She knows, if I don't get my money, I'm going to speak, okay? Now, it seems clear that these two individuals did sleep together because she did post the pictures of her and Kai Cenat, where the story gets a little fuzzy and we have a little bit of he said, she said, is that she is claiming she received $5,000 from Kai Cenat in October for having engaged with him in this way. Now, he denies having paid her. He also makes mentions of an NDA that she supposedly signed, and this would be, I would imagine, a breach of that NDA, depending on when she signed it and what sort of NDA she signed. This seems like a clear breach. It also seems like revenge porn, which is also very much illegal. You're not allowed to take naked pictures of somebody and expose them to the internet. You will, in fact, be dealt with. In fact, she should do time. She should do time for what she's done here. Now, I'll show you some of the alleged receipts that were posted on the internet here. I'm not going to read all of them because, as I said, they are inappropriate. So here we go. This is text messages that she claims are from Kai Cenat, and then she claims that this, you know, $5,000 payment was paid to her by him, and the date there is October 4th. Now, this would have been October 4th of 2023 on a Wednesday. So we have that. We're going to look through a little bit more here, and I'm going to play a video from Kiara Rush herself. Again, language warning. Let's hear from her and get a little gauge of this young woman's attitude.
Y'all know I'm not going nowhere without getting a motherfucking bag. So, you know, if I was even there in the situation, I'm getting a motherfucking bag. Period, point blank. But to try to hush me up and keep me quiet and not even come through with the come through, man, like, y'all gonna know soon. Like, I just gotta learn how to say this shit to y'all. Man, this y'all favorite streamer. You know I ain't want to be the one to break the bad news, but man, grown man pay for pussy. That's all I'm saying. Man, you know what some shit be cat when all a nigga can say is let's not talk about it. It's a finesse shit. Nah, ain't no finesse shit. You played your motherfucking self. You was supposed to pay me my other half to keep quiet. You did it. I hit you up. You didn't want to respond. You thought I was going to take the little chump change that you paid me not to say nothing. No, bitch. I need all my motherfucking funds. Fuck is you talking about? Or I'm just gonna put this shit all over the world and I'm gonna get my funds from everybody else. Oh, we taking people to court? Well, shit, I'm ready to take you to court, little P. Diddy Jr. Fuck you talking about? You tried to sell me to one of your homies and all that shit? Don't forget about it. I got all that in the teeth too. Receipt for that too.
Okay, so there's some pretty big allegations in there. She's calling him P. Diddy Jr., saying that he tried to sell her to one of his friends. I don't know about all that. Again, I think there's going to be more details to come. Kai Cenat has already said, I'm taking this woman to court for the revenge porn, for, I would imagine, defamation could be thrown in here at some point. She also, in the text messages that she posted, put out some sort of address in Atlanta. Now, I don't know whether or not that's his personal address, but I imagine there's a doxing going on in there too. So there's several illegal activities that this woman is engaging in her endeavor to, I don't know what she wants to get at this point. She's saying she wants another payment from Kai Cenat. She's saying probably that she wants clout, I would imagine. This would be a big boost to your OnlyFans if you can create drama like this on the internet with one of the biggest streamers to exist. But my goodness, I'm going to say what I said in the Fresh and Fit situation, which is wildly different from this one, but still has the similar elements of both individuals who decided to engage in this way with each other are dumb. She is worse, very clearly worse, you can tell in watching these videos and seeing what she's doing and watching the illegal activity that she's engaging in. But Kai Cenat, you are a wildly successful millionaire, 21-year-old who could probably get the majority of, you know, women that you're going after at your age, and many for good reasons, many for bad reasons, the amount of discernment that you have to have as a young man, even as an unsuccessful man, is quite high. But as a successful one, you got to step your game up with these women that you are engaging with. And if the girl has an OnlyFans and she's twerking live on your stream and she is this ghetto, maybe, just maybe, don't invite her over to your home and don't sleep with her. You never really know who a person is. And to engage with a person, whether you're a successful man, not yet successful man, it doesn't even matter. To engage with somebody who you really don't know that much and who you don't have a good gauge of what their character is, even if they are, you know, lying to you, making it sound like they're going to be wonderful and all these things, it's not worth it. I know a lot of guys will say, oh, it's worth it just to have the experience, just to be with the woman, just to get, you know, your 10 minutes of whatever it is you get from this woman. It's not worth it. So he hung out with this girl. He slept with this girl. She took pictures of him while he was sleeping, which means probably from the jump, she was scheming on this man and planning to do this. And we know that there's a lot of women who do things like this. As soon as I heard this story, it reminded me of a story we also covered on this show way back when of MLB player Trevor Bauer. And he was accused by a woman named Lindsay Hill of having assaulted her, you know, sexually, I believe beating her in the bedroom is what she alleged as well. And he, of course, denied the allegations, but seemingly did engage with this woman and did sleep with this woman. And then you come to find out she was scheming on him the entire time. She was texting back and forth with her friend saying, you know, I've got the next one on the hook, like this is the next guy that I'm gonna grab and I'm gonna do this, this, and that. And it was sort of her MO to pick up guys like this and apparently create problems for them. And she thought she had really struck gold with Trevor Bauer, and he ended up being able to sue her for defamation, I believe, last year, because all the evidence was there of her making this entire plan. Now, this story is very reminiscent of that. Now, Kai Cenat says he did not pay her. He alleges he never sent her the $5,000. And he does pull up his text messages to go through this. I'll show you that very quickly, as he has responded to the many allegations made by this woman. Let's watch.
Whatever she want, okay? Nothing there. She's saved as Layla Red in my phone, on God. You're saved as Layla Red in my phone. Kiara Rush, I'm on you now. Kiara Rush, we call you KR now, all right? Go to November. Stop. Flyer artist, hairstylist, facial lady, flyer artist, Layla fucking Red, $50 for your fucking dumbass Uber, bitch. Bitch! I got you a fucking Uber, bitch! $50, bitch! Fuck is you talking about, nigga? Stop talking about y'all! What about my mother? Let me tell you niggas something, bro. Stop speaking on me, bro. Whatever she want, okay?
Okay. So, we're clearly in this story dealing with the elite of our society. I don't know if that's... if that's being communicated through the many videos that we're watching right now. Now, I will say I've seen a lot of Kai Cenat's like footage, his streams, stuff like that. He does seem like a pretty like sweet, normal, funny boy. And of course, there's like, you know, stuff that you play up. And this is a clearly a very dramatic thing to happen in your life and a dramatic thing to be accused of. So I can understand why there is a lot of anger. But my goodness, am I just looking at two individuals who make horrible choices in their personal lives? And, you know, honestly, I'm not saying that he deserves this to happen. Of course not. There's some terrible women and men out there who will try to scheme on you and create problems in your life, especially when you're successful. But oh my goodness, if you have not learned your lesson from this situation, I hope he has, to not engage with women like this. I honestly don't know what the draw of it is. When you're a successful man, right, you could get a beautiful woman who is not out there posting photos of her naked body on the internet and selling them to other men, and you could have that woman. Why would you want the OnlyFans model who's, you know, caked up on TikTok, posting her ass everywhere for people to see, who is clearly so ghetto? Why? Why would you want that? Taylor, do you understand the wants?
I don't understand why you would do this. I don't understand what he just said in that video. I barely understood what she said in her video, and I don't understand the world that we're living in right now. I'm so lost and confused. I will say, at least from the perspective of the guy who is sacrificing a lot of maybe his reputation, his sort of long-term equity as far as like his social trustability and just in general respectability in exchange for, like you said, 10 minutes of fleeting pleasure. I can't help but think, you know, my Christian paradigm of the story of Jacob and Esau, when Esau tricks Jacob basically into trading his entire inheritance for a bowl of soup. He goes out, Esau, and he's going hunting, and he comes back and he's really tired and he's like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna die if I don't eat right now. And Jacob's like, I'll give you this bowl of soup, but you have to give over your rights as a firstborn of our father's inheritance in exchange. And he's like, okay. And you know, the moral of the story being like, don't exchange something that has longer term value, broader value, in exchange for a temporary and fleeting pleasure. And that is not surprising that that's something that might be lost on a 21-year-old who I'm thinking of a lot of other in domains like the NFL, and you mentioned Trevor Bauer. Mm-hmm. You have these young, immature men who come into a lot of wealth, fame, status, and whatnot very early on. And then especially early on in their careers, it's not uncommon for them to have all kinds of run-ins with police, with just issues where they're getting into trouble and making fools of themselves. And hopefully, like you said, the bad experience, the mistake, and the consequences that he's facing, the public shame that he's facing, the expense now, I guess, of having to engage a lawyer, and just the having to deal with all the drama will be a lesson that he'll take into his 22nd year of life and hopefully protect himself better in the future and set a better example for the 10 million or so followers that he has on Twitch. But I guess that remains to be seen.
Yeah, you would hope, because apparently this has happened to Kai Cenat before with a different woman and a different set of allegations, but that did not end up becoming public knowledge. I think he dealt with that sort of internally and personally. So he must have had some sort of scent off this girl that there could have been a similar situation happening, because he had recorded some of their conversations. And I'm going to play a recording that he posted on Twitch when he was streaming and said, you know, he confronted her because she was making threats to post these naked images of him and expose him. So let's hear that.
But it makes no sense. I'm just telling you, I'm not billing me for a photo, for money.
Never say give me.
And you took a picture of me without my consent, naked.
So?
Revenge porn.
I ain't posting.
That's revenge porn. But you're threatening it. You're threatening to.
One more time.
You're threatening to, though.
One more time.
But you're threatening to.
One more time!
I know, but it's still a crime.
Okay,
it's still a crime. I'm not messed up, though.
That's call the police.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not messed up.
Call the police.
It's still a crime, though.
I don't post it.
Call the police!
The thousands of people I've been sending to will post it.
I know, but you'll get in trouble for that.
How?
It's coming from you. You're the source.
How would I get in trouble?
You've text messages. You've admitted. Where?
I don't have any text.
You've admitted.
There's nothing I have on this phone.
Yeah, but, bro, it makes no sense. I'm just telling you, I'm not blackmailing me.
Not blackmailing.
For a photo. Mm-hmm. For money.
Okay!
So there you go. So she's saying, you know, which, how the many layers of dumb that you have to have within your brain are just astounding here. She's saying, oh, you know, I'll post the photos because I have the photos of you in bed and this and that. And he said, you know, that's revenge porn. You can't post those photos of me. She said, well, I'll send it to someone else. I'll send it to the thousands of contacts that I have, and then they'll post it on the internet and expose you. Not understanding that she's still the source of the photos and she's willingly distributing them to other people. Again, there are many, many layers of dumb that you have to have going on within the folds of your brain in order to think that you can get away with something like this. And the audacity that she has to threaten him on the phone without, I guess, knowing that he lives in a state where you are allowed to, you know, record these conversations. Actually, I don't know if this was a phone conversation or an in-person conversation, but he is legally allowed to record these conversations and then share them. So he got her on that one. Now she's alleging, okay, the $5,000 that he paid me wasn't in October. He actually paid me, I believe, in April of this year. So there's more allegations being thrown around. She is still being very active on the internet saying, you know, take me to court, because I'm going to do this, this, and that. My question is, was it worth it? was it worth it? Because based off the story, Taylor just said, you know, I bet that wasn't good soup. I bet it wasn't good soup. I bet it wasn't a good experience. I know damn well it isn't worth the turmoil that you have to go through right now dealing with this woman that you got to sleep with her. And there is a trend, I think, among like young men and young successful men. I often see players within the NFL and they all sleep with like the same five celebrity women. They all want to be with that same woman for some reason. Knowing damn well she's been, you know, around the block, but they don't care. I guess they just want something that they've aspired to in their youth. And now that they're a little older and they've got a little money, they know that they can sort of take advantage of this moment. But it is not without its pitfalls. And this is one of the pitfalls that you have to be really strong in your view of others and reflecting on the situation before you engage with them, because 9 times out of 10 these women know exactly who you are, they know how successful you are, and they know what they want to get on the other end of their engagement with you. And you have to be 10 steps ahead of that and be looking for women who don't want that from you. And in a lot of cases that involves, as a man, waiting to sleep with these women and not allowing them the ammunition to go and pull something like this, because he had many layers of defense here. You know, all he did was pay for the Uber. He apparently had her and her friend sign an NDA. It seemed like things maybe had ended on good terms in the initial encounter that they had with one another, but still, a snake is gonna snake, a schemer's gonna scheme, and she still tried to pull one on him.
Yeah, you invited the snake into your house, and
yep.
you can't be surprised that you got bit. And if you're not going to raise your standards, like you were saying a minute ago about how these men seem to go after the same type of woman, like, then at least raise your wisdom and close off the access points of people who would be seeking to exploit you. But that's inherent to that sort of that hazard, that risk is a risk that you're taking when you are engaging with these sort of people. And the source of that comes from your inability to, like Kamala says, wait, or just simply give due diligence to a person before you decide to engage with them in a sexual manner. And that is apparently too much to ask. And until you change that, then you're probably unlikely to not find yourself in a similar situation in the future. And just one note on the girl, you're right that she had literally one piece of leverage, which turned out to be actually not any leverage at all, because it was ill-gotten leverage in the form of the photos that she shared. She maybe could have like gossiped about him, or, you know, spread some rumors that, hey, he slept with an OnlyFans model, whatever. Like, but to take the pictures and act like that is your piece of leverage, try to blackmail him with revenge porn, and then for him to be like, no, you can't do that or I'll sue you, and then to go public with it after that, now we're just in dumb territory.
Yes.
And then to be out there on social media giving more and more evidence for his lawyers to collect into a nice big fat folder that they can give in court as support for the fact that you tried to do this to him. And then also the amount of resource imbalance for you to be this relatively unknown factor while he has millions and millions of dollars and so much more clout and a following than you, and you think this is going to end well for you after you're already in the wrong. The only thing that you thought you had on him turned out to be something bad. It's just mind-blowingly stupid on her part, and yet stupid on his part for opening the door to all this in the first place. So hopefully we can all take a lesson out of this, or the young people that watch them can take a lesson out of it.
Yes.
But I don't know.
Be careful, guys. Be careful with what you do out there. And yeah, she sounds like just an awful, horrible person, and we have to be good at like reading those signs of people before we allow them to get too invested into our lives, especially our intimate lives. Now, if you're hearing a story like this and you're thinking, I don't want to engage with any women anymore, which what I guess a lot of men are thinking right now. There's a huge MGTOW movement, I guess, taking place here in the United States with men going their own way. Now we have this scary little advertisement for AI women, and I'm gonna hold your hand, guys, when I say this. This AI program is named Orifice AI. I'm not joking. It's very much real. I'm going to show you the advertisement for, I believe, this product that is being developed that is not yet available uh, for for you guys out there, but let's watch the video so you can see what's going on here.
No. 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 No.
I don't like it. Okay, cut the show. Cut the show. Did you see that? You saw it for a moment. I don't know. You guys can go and pause if you want to see it. But what that is a man who is, you know, swiping left and right on AI models, AI women. And then you can use the... You can use the product that comes with it as a, you know, as a sexual object for yourself to engage with these curated AI women. And it, here's what the message says there. Now you get to swipe left. Okay. There's so many different things to unpack here. We've already talked about on the show that this is like coming. This is down the line that, you know, if you're going to have all these AI programs and the VR headsets and all this stuff, people are already using them for more intimate purposes. And as soon as you can integrate the two, you know, bits of technology together, which I think many are already doing, but it's going to be right around the corner for like the consumer public, that people are going to choose to get their rocks off this way instead of engaging with actual women. And I have to hark on the fact that it says now you get to swipe left there. It's really interesting, and it sort of insinuates that not only are we living in the modern age where most people are meeting online, and it is this process of just swiping left and swiping right on people. For those of you who aren't online dating, swiping left is typically rejecting that person. And this sort of now you get to swipe left tagline on this commercial is essentially saying, as a man, you are so used to being on dating apps and being rejected by women who don't want to go on a first date with you, don't want to engage with you in that way, aren't attracted to you. Now you get to swipe left on women, except they're not women. They're AI, like cartoon animated women who are in no way, shape, or form real. But this sort of commercial is trying to insinuate that you get a little bit of your power back, and now you get to swipe left on these women when typically they swipe left on you, and you can pick the characteristics of the dream woman that you want to sleep with. And now we have this little silicone thing that you can use alongside your AI simulated girl. And somebody tweeted out, oh, this is going to destroy civilization. Destroy civilization. This is terrible. Skynet would be a better death. And honestly, when I see stuff like this, a little part of my brain is like, there's no way. There's no way people are going to use this to the extent where it becomes like detrimental to our society. I have enough faith in humanity that, you know, people aren't going to do this, that guys aren't going to buy this, at least in mass. Like, I feel like, okay, maybe the very, very lonely among us are going to purchase something like this in order to have something that they can, you know, engage with in their personal lives. But I feel like most people hold themselves back from a purchase like this. But then I think, okay, the loneliness is only growing. The stats are only getting higher in that category of people either, you know, not wanting to talk to women at all, or talking to women and getting rejected, or they just don't feel empowered to even leave their house, let alone go and talk to somebody and engage in a relationship. I could see a product like this really taking off. And I have to like fight what one part of me is saying, that there's enough humanity in the world that people are not going to like fall for this and, you know, give in to this temptation to be in this sort of world. But then the other part of me is like, you know what? It might trickle in and like it won't be all that popular at first, but I think it might just get there with the rate at which we are declining as a society. Taylor, what do you think? Are men going to buy this?
Of course, some men are going to buy it. In a way, this is just kind of the next step after you've got internet porn, then you've got the OnlyFans industry, and this isn't really that far removed from it. It's just sort of a new way to leverage the emergence of new technologies the ability to generate these fake women, put that in an app, and then pair that with a physical product, and boom, you know. But it is preying upon that feeling of powerlessness. It's preying upon the same principle that we talked about a minute ago. This is another way for men to get that bowl of soup, fleeting pleasure, mm-hmm. in exchange for their identity, in exchange for who they would otherwise be capable of becoming, of what kind of relationships they could have, what kind of life they could build for themselves if they were only to focus on and focus their energy on building themselves and going out there and becoming something instead of taking the shortcut. Because, you know, I mean, men are, you know, we know it, men are biologically wired for sex in a lot of ways. I mean, it's part and parcel of evolutionary biology to propagate the species, to propagate yourself. And that is just inherent to you, to say nothing of the desire for companionship, the desire for becoming a father, becoming a husband, all those things. And instead, right now in culture, we are selling men we have ostracized men, right? And instead of having a central cultural story and narrative that points them toward, be that hero, be that person who shoulders the responsibility of being, of becoming who you're made to be, of becoming a man who's worth being considered a man, of worth the affections of a woman, a man who is out there like accomplishing something, being a force for good in the world. Now we just have kind of said, men, you are the source of all of the tyranny and all of the dysfunction in the world. It's your turn to take a back seat. There's no real place for you in society anymore, especially if you have certain skin colors or whatever. And we have just pushed men out of the side, and they've become listless and hopeless. And that is why I think more and more they're turning to things like this, in order to find at least some gratification, because, well, they've given up on the idea that they're going to be able to find fulfillment. And that is tragic. And we are as guilty as we are as a society of doing this. I don't think that absolves men of the responsibility to themselves, to the world, to their future generations that will come through them, to make the right choice and deny the bowl of soup and embrace their, as difficult as it may be, as much as the deck may be stacked against you, the alternative is just giving up. You know, mm-hmm. the alternative is just turning to stuff like this and then plugging into the matrix and just letting yourself go and fizzle into nothingness. And then you might as well not exist. So even though it's hard, shoulder that burden and fight. And I believe in men. I believe that you can make it. And I believe that people are made with something to bring to the world. You have a unique talent, you have a unique ability, and I believe you're worthy of relationship, you're worthy of love, and you have to step into that reality and reject the narrative that's coming from culture. Sorry to go on a tangent here, but you know, this is just honestly where I think we are.
Yeah, and I saw so we've seen many instances of this. We watched Karen AI, which was this, I believe, a Snapchat model / OnlyFans girl who decided to upload herself into an AI and allow her fans to engage, I think, for like $1 a minute or something insane like that. And she ended up becoming a millionaire, I believe, from that program that she created. So that's one marker that you have that this could probably be a pretty prominent thing, especially if you can add extra layers to it. We covered transmaxing on this show the other day, last week, where we saw a man who sort of felt pushed to the margins in society, was experiencing, you know, an incel lifestyle, and decided that in order to get what he wanted out of life, which was companionship and love and affection and, you know, to be able to sleep with somebody, decided to transition to become a woman. Not because he actually feels like a woman, but because he knows that that's what's going to get him to the end that he wants, which is that type of relationship with somebody else. Well, now you have sort of a fabricated technological relationship that you can create with somebody of your choosing, where you can put together their characteristics. I'm sure OnlyFans girls are going to start selling packages where you can engage with them in this way and they don't have to do any work whatsoever. I imagine that just involves you going into a studio, getting like some composite shots of you and your body and all these different things. And now you have a program that you can sell to your followers. The other day on the show, we covered Belle Delphine, who is a really well-known and popular sex worker who made herself into a silicone doll for her followers, and they are buying them up. So this does not seem that far-fetched. In fact, I think the people who are on the precipice of getting this program and this sort of technology out to consumers are going to make themselves millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, with the rate that we're going at in society. When you watch her with Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson, you're like, you know, this movie was ahead of its time and has very much laid the groundwork for what is going to be a reality within the next, honestly, it feels like within the next few years when these programs really catch up. I mean, there's so many stories that we can plug in that sort of further reinforce this. Even with women, they're talking to ChatGPT and putting in voice applications for ChatGPT where they're talking to Dan AI and he is flirting with them and fulfilling all of their different fantasies and all this stuff. I'm sure women will have their own version of this going on as well. Oh, goodness gracious. We are witnessing something that I honestly don't want to witness. I posted on Instagram the other day. I'm like, I am so done with living through historical events, which is just the plight of all human beings. We're all going to live through historical events by virtue of being alive. But my goodness, are these ones just wild for the times that we are in now? I wanted to end the show on kind of a funnier note. This was an interesting story that was circulating on X and went majorly viral because we had an unhinged pro-Palestinian protester, and she showed up to a city council meeting and she decided to threaten the council members. And when I say threaten, I mean really threaten. Again, language warning for this one, but she decided to show her ass on this day, and we're going to show you what she had to say at this city council meeting. See if it raises any red flags for you.
Hi there, my name is Riddhi Patel. I'm here to speak in support of the city council introducing a ceasefire resolution, specifically the one United Liberation Front has drafted. I don't have faith that you'll do this. You guys are all horrible human beings, and Jesus probably would have killed you himself. And the thing is, though, it's very clear to me as someone who's been an organizer for the past couple of years that none of you care because you guys don't care about anything happening in Palestine or any other country where oppression occurs because you don't care about the oppression occurring here. And I understand that you guys are all horrible people, but the thing is, 2,300 people being evicted in the last year, those are votes. And you guys, those are votes to win here in Bakersfield. And while you guys parade Gandhi around as a Hindu holiday called Chaitra Navratri starts off this week, I remind you that these holidays that we practice, that other people in the global south practice, believe in violent revolution against their oppressors. And I hope one day somebody brings the guillotine and kills all of you motherfuckers. The increased criminalization for no need other than you don't like when people come and hold you guys accountable for introducing ceasefire resolutions, because the only escalation in violence has been by you all, and so there's no need to continue. In the last 5 years I've attended city council meetings, there's never been metal detectors, there's never been more cops. The only reason you're doing it is because people actually don't care if you guys don't like them, and they're actually resisting, so you want to criminalize them. So regardless of whether you elect people into office, they'll backstab you, they'll let you die, and for that reason, you guys want to criminalize us with metal detectors, we'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
Next speaker, please.
Next speaker, please.
Lance, followed by Kev, followed by Valeria. Ms. Patel, that was a threat. What you said at the end, and so the officers are going to escort you out and take care of that.
Okay, so there you go. And she did end up getting arrested. But first I want to unpack a little bit of her speech. I can understand, you know, having the stance that she has on what's happening in the Middle East. What I don't understand is bringing that to your city council and threatening them with violence. And it's so interesting that she says, you have criminalized us by putting up metal detectors and having police present at city council. And then she actively threatens the lives of the city council members and says, because you have metal detectors up, because there are police here, we will come to your house and we will murder you. It's sort of reinforcing the idea that maybe the metal detectors and the police officers are in fact a good idea. Now, she had a lot of audacity. It's the confidence for me. It's the gall for me to enter this city council meeting and talk to them in that way. I guess apparently not knowing that you cannot threaten the lives of other individuals. That is, in fact, illegal, especially to do so at a city council meeting with your, representatives right in front of you. A crazy thing to do, but she did it, of course, with a lot of audacity, a lot of gall. Now, as I said, she was arrested, and she is now facing 16 felony charges. Now, I want you to remember the energy of the last video we just watched where she's saying she's going to kill them. She wants to murder them. She wants to give them the guillotine. Here we are. Here's Aruti Patel in court.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A deputy public defender entered not guilty pleas on Patel's behalf to 8 counts of threatening a public official and 10 counts of making terroristic threats. She's due back in.
So there you go. Actually, sorry, 18. 18 counts she is now being charged with. And there is the tears, the waterworks, which were not at all present when she was threatening the lives of the city council members in Bakersfield. The immediate instant karma of a choice like this is just hilarious. And I think she's going to be made an example of, probably, with how things are currently going. It's not all that uncommon now that people will make death threats like this, in that, something as benign as a city council meeting, they're starting to get, more and more violent. There's protesters all over the place right now. Lots of bridges are being blocked today. Roads are being blocked today. I believe airports even getting blocked today by protesters. Now, arguably, those people are not being violent, although they could be blocking access ways to, for ambulances, to the hospital, people with emergencies, and that's a whole nother discussion. But my goodness, do some of these people need to learn a lesson, and they need to learn it expeditiously. And this was an expedited process. She made the threat. She was arrested. Boom. 18 counts right there for, making terroristic threats. And the tears are just flowing like a river. You've learned your lesson, I hope. And she won't do that again. So we'll see.
We still have the straight to jail sounder, because that is definitely where she should
put
go.
After
she
there we go.
Right away. No trial, no nothing.
She's
Except
going.
Do give her a trial. I love how they were like, she pleaded not guilty, but we all just watched the video of her issuing death threats. So how do you plead not guilty
to
issuing death threats when literally everybody heard you say it?
She's going to be it was actually more of a poetic statement towards the city council members. I didn't actually mean that we are going to enter their houses and kill them when I said we are going to enter their houses and kill them. Among us leftists, we do a lot of slam poetry, a lot of things are up for interpretation, a lot of metaphors. Maybe that's going to be her defense here. I can't imagine. I imagine she's just going to have a public defender. If you're a public defender in this case, you've lost. I don't know. That's just going to, you show up to the work, you do your due diligence, but my goodness, it's right there on video. I think you've lost this one. And I think Ms. Patel is going to see her day in jail, or I don't know what the actual charge for this is going to be, if it's jail or if it's fine or community service. Maybe she does need to go out and serve her community. If I was a judge and you could do all these little funny makeshift sentences, I would have her serve community service at the city council building, and she has to be their assistant for the next 6 months. That's what I would do. You have to go do their coffee
runs. If you're
runs.
A city councilor, do you want that woman in the same building as you? Like, I'd be worried she's like poisoning my food or something.
Well, she has to go through the metal detectors that she loves so much. She has to have a police escort to and from her attendance as an assistant. And she'll do the occasional coffee run, sweep the floors, help them run their city council meetings. That's what I would do if I was a judge. You know, barring that she actually is going to follow through on these terroristic threats, she seems to be more bark than bite, I think, and she wasn't expecting the retaliation or the fact that she was going to be, I shouldn't even say retaliation, she wasn't expecting to be held accountable for what was clearly an illegal statement. And I don't think she was educated enough. As much as she, as a leftist, wants to go and encourage other people to unlearn and relearn and educate themselves, she wasn't educated enough to go out there and speak to that city council.
Sensing a pattern here in our stories today, right, of not so intelligent women who effed around and found out and thought they had something going and turned out to be paying the legal consequences of their missteps. So
yeah,
I guess let this be a lesson to all of us watching. Unless anyone bring up the free speech argument in this case, right? I think I saw that show up in the chat just briefly. Like, as I understand, death threats and incitement to violent revolution are not things that are protected speech. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, I do not believe that those are a protected speech. You cannot tell city council members that you are going to go to their house and kill them. I was thinking, like, when in my first watch, like, maybe she could get away with the guillotine comments, like when she said, "We'll bring the guillotine." Maybe
I hope it'll happen to you.
Yeah. Like, maybe she can get away with that one, but at the end, where she sort of said, "We're going to come to your house and kill you," I think that's where we draw. I think that's where we draw the line. See you in court, Pookie. See you in court. Love that for you. And now, guys, we're going to get into your super chats.
All righty. Let's see here. Shanika says nothing but sends a little emoji.
Love that.
There's a word on the bottom of it, but it's so small. I'm sorry. I can't remember. Oh, it's a flexing emoji, and it says boss.
Love it.
And it looks like a girl, so maybe girl boss.
Girl boss. Okay, we'll take it. We'll take it. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and congrats on being first. You know, we need to make being first on Monday a thing. Right now, being first on the Friday stream is a thing.
Yeah,
so
we're going to make being first on every stream a thing. Mm-hmm.
Quazakule says, happy Monday, guys. I'm pleased to announce that I'm officially based because Taylor liked a tweet of mine today. Gonna get me a medal. Have a nice day.
Oh, shoot. Real recognize real.
I didn't know do that knowing it was you, unless that was one of the replies to my tweets.
But see, that's how anyways, you go. It's just real recognize real. You didn't even have to know who it was.
Yes, I didn't do it as a favor. You should take that even more as a compliment of your basedness. Kaylee Chartier says, this world keeps getting wild day by day.
I know. I'm like, whenever I see stories like this, I'm just like, is this typical? Like, how many people are leading messy lives like this? Like, how many people are this messy within their relationships, with who they're engaging with what they're doing at city council meetings? Probably not that many, and that's why these sort of stand out. But oh my gosh, I don't have any drama going on in my life, so I get all of that elsewhere from other external sources. My life is not messy.
Save the drama for Bravo and
I know
Netflix and Love is Blind and TLC. That's as close as I want the drama to get to my actual
100%. Risa and I, we just started watching Lovers or Liars to Lovers or something like that. It's, if you guys have ever seen F Boy Island with Nikki Glaser, who she's like Glazer, how do you say her last name? I don't know. She's the comedian who like sort of runs the show or whatever. They have now an F Girl Island, so we've been watching that show. They put out their first episode, and that's all the drama that I need in my life, is watching other people be Boo Boo the Fool in their dating life and going on these reality shows, and then I go back to my normal quiet existence.
Yeah, even that's too much for me.
Yeah.
Here's a fun story. I went on a walk with my wife today because you know, we're trying to get our steps in. And it's a beautiful day. Nashville weather. We finally had some like high 70s, sunny, a little humid, but you know. And they just recently repaved the entry road to our neighborhood this past week. And I found myself saying, "Now, didn't they do such a great job on this road, honey?"
Oh, no.
And I'm like, am I 70 years old right now, but you know what? That's how boring I want my life to be at this point. I am here for it.
They did a damn good job on this road, honey.
Yeah.
Wow. That is
a coffee mug. And
yeah, we found some
turtles walking down the road. Just light in that. It's like, just safe little life.
Yep.
And then I come on this show and look out into the world and what's happening.
Yep.
Like, oh, yep.
And then
I'm
you
going
get
back
to hear
to my porch.
You get to hear Kira Rush say, "I want my bag. I want my bag. I ain't gonna get you doing. I want no bag." And then you're just you just want to go back out and look at the road again.
Yeah. Nope. I'm putting my bathrobe back on and sipping my coffee on my back porch, listening to the birds. I'm done.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
Looks Max, not Trans Max, says, "Hey gang, by the way, I am not down with this whole drizzle drizzle nonsense because us kings are not females. Case in point, I went to the club on Saturday, part one. Part two, I went lone wolf and asked one average girl to dance and she turned me down. So I asked a hotter girl to dance and we danced for a while. Looks Maxing really works, kings, because I'm a living proof."
Super chats always crack me up. He is repping Looks Maxing for the audience here. You know what? I'm glad that that worked out for you. I'm glad you got to dance with a girl. Like I said, rejection is a part of life, guys. And you have to, you know, you play games. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
Michael Scott. Yeah. And see, the second ask was more important than the first one, right? Because if you stopped after getting the rejection once, if you let that stop you, then, you know, you would never have the great feeling of conquest and victory and manhood of getting the consent the next time.
There you go. Always get consent, guys.
Yeah. But yeah, congrats on the great weekend and the Looks Maxing, dear Alex. Otaku69 says, how do these people make more money than most? It astounds me. And children look up to him.
Oh my gosh, yeah. He makes a lot of money. I don't even know. I wouldn't be able to estimate what his net worth is. I guess we could look it up and see just like a brief estimate of what it would be. Kaisenat net worth. And yeah, this guy's huge. 14 plus million USD in 2024. I would imagine it could even be higher than that. And we've talked about him before because he said he was going to be somewhere in New York City and he created like a whole crowd of young people who were pushing over, you know, food stands and stealing stuff and all this different stuff. He's got a very wide audience that is typically very young and very male. And yeah, they're looking up to this individual. And like I said, you know, most of the time he's just like a funny, nice kid who dances on stream and has funny conversations and stuff like that. I don't know how great of an influence he is, but you know, that's for young people to make that decision. It's unfortunate. There's a lot of bad role models out there in the world right now that people are falling for. But hey, he provides a commodity that people want. That's really it at the end of the day.
Yeah, I suppose they could do worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's not saying much these days.
No.
Diva Dawn says that AI ad feels far too similar to an episode of Black Mirror for comfort.
Yeah, I used to love Black Mirror. The last few seasons were not that great. They kind of fumbled. They fumbled the ball a little bit. But yeah, it is very reminiscent of Black Mirror. We're going to be living in a Black Mirror episode. If we're not already, we kind of are. The fact that like streamers are creating riots in the street and OnlyFans models are blackmailing people on the internet for money and we have these AI technology programs being made. The internet has really created some very interesting new problems in life and I'll be curious to see how we deal with them as a civilization, if we deal with them.
Yeah, not to mention the Epsteins and the Diddies and the Nickelodeons and the World War Threes. It's like, yeah, you don't have to go far.
You know, we got a lot going on.
Yeah. Chicken Pork Adobo says, oh, that's
what
it's made a joke about potentially borrowing his friend's use of this product that was advertised today, I guess. So kind of a weird
borrowing
tasteful joke.
His friend has one. Is that what's
I
being
guess
said?
If he has one, which he's, makes it even weirder and grosser. But anyways, he says, JK, glad I'm able to catch you guys live again.
You know what?
I've learned my lesson from like, I have to like actually read the chats before I read them out loud because sometimes they're all wild. And
yeah, and, is that that's a new level of brotherhood. You guys are swapping your AI sex toys. That's a level of intimacy that I don't know that the world is ready for on that but one.
That's approaching the transmaxing type of relationships that we saw portrayed last week.
Yeah.
Those two.
There's a lot going on. I bet these things will be very expensive. You guys are going to go 50-50 on an AI?
Gosh.
No, you'll have those things like, you know how like when you try to buy anything on the internet now, it's like Klarna will pay for this for you and you can pay in like $3.99, you know, intervals. Have you seen that? When you try to buy stuff? So now you might be able to do that.
I remember the, you know, just five payments of $19.99 or something
Like
that.
Yeah, where it's like you can go buy a McDonald's Big Mac right now and pay us five installments of $1 over the next 5 months. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah, these days it'd probably be like 12 installments of $1 for a Big Mac, but honestly, that's a whole nother conversation y'all aren't ready for.
Didn't give room for inflation. Jeez.
Like Subway's new, they used to have the $5 foot long and now it's the $6 six inch.
Oh my God. We're failing. What can you rely on? Is it like, isn't it Costco hot dogs that haven't moved or something like that?
Yeah, they're probably selling those at a loss, but just on principle, just saying we're going to keep it $1.50, which if you go to Costco, you're spending more than $1.50.
Right. They're getting it back. But I don't have a Costco card. I'm not balling like that.
I'm not rolling like that.
No.
Drama Forever says, I wonder if that soup tasted good for Miss Patel.
You know what? Good soup. It's a big meme out there. I mean, yeah, I don't think that soup tasted good. Maybe in the very moment that she threatened their lives, it felt empowering. But I think that very quickly would have devolved into the emotional mess that she was experiencing during that. What is that, an arraignment? You'll have to let me know for those of you who are aware of the legalities of the situation.
Yeah, poor I girl. Still wanted like an official lawyer person that we can pick their brain on these stories.
We do need a little lawyer for the show.
For our community here. Yeah. Feel free to submit your applications.
Mm-hmm.
Valor Comics says, I guess that really messed up her plans that day. Free speech doesn't include murder threats. Jail, wake up.
Yeah, I don't know why she would have thought that it would. I mean, I could understand being a little uneducated on that, but wow, it's a big, bold statement. She really thought she was gonna eat them up. She thought she ate, and she went up there and was in handcuffs within minutes. That is so tragic. That is so tragic. And the little like the attitude that she had as she walked off, as she like waves at the person to like give her her purse so she can leave. You're not leaving. In fact, you're getting detained. So that's very awkward. Very awkward.
Yeah. Crazy. And I think that was our last one of the day.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for your super chats and comments. Make sure to comment down below after we end the stream. Let me know what you feel about these different stories that we've covered today. Kai Cenat and his run-in with a blackmailing OnlyFans girl. Miss Rita Patel and her threats to the City Council of Bakersfield. Plus, your AI girlfriend may be coming soon, and you can swipe left or right on your make and model. Let me know how you feel in the comments down below. Guys, if you like the stream, like, subscribe. Click the notification bell to be notified every single time we're live. That is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern. Plus, we post videos for you guys every single day. Tomorrow, we have a guest on the show, and his name is Ian Carroll. You've seen him in my streams because we've covered some of his videos. You can look him up at Cancel This Clothing Company if you don't know who he is quite yet. He talks all things conspiracy theories, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. He tells you why your McDonald's ice cream machine isn't working sometimes when you roll up and try to get that vanilla cone. Okay? He's got a lot to share. Very knowledgeable guy, and he'll be on the show tomorrow in a somewhat lengthy interview, so don't miss it. And guys, I will see you next time. Bye.